Hello and welcome to day 8 of our meditation week. This is our final day for this year's meditation week. And with this final day, it's about being limitless. Just being limitless. Now, if you've started the process of your mandala, then you can continue on with it. So have all your equipment in front of you. Have your mandala as far as you've done it so far. And we're going to now go from becoming to being and to observe how any of those symbols change. And it may be that there's layers. It may be that you need to draw a whole new one. Again, it's choice. It's what's right for you. There is no right or wrong. It's just allowing yourself to have free will and choice in all that you do and understanding and being aware of the choices you are making and the ripple effect. But being limitless allows you to have more possibilities, to be more expansive, to also have more tools to call upon to assist you and to do everything so much more rapidly if you choose, or to slow down if you choose. It's just choice, ease and grace. So we have spoken this week about what is limitlessness, what limits you, what areas are you ready to set free, being all that you can be, what defines you, set yourself free, becoming limitless, and today we are being limitless, and indeed just be limitless. So we call to us for our meditation, and we're very grateful and thankful to our guides and angels and beings of the highest light, for we have individual ones, but we also have for this group the wonderful Archangel Michael, the wonderful Archangel Zadkiel, the wonderful Archangel Haniel, the wonderful Archangel Raphael, and the wonderful deity Ganesh, removal of all obstacles. And they have been absolutely wonderful this whole week. And a blessing to us all. So we are thankful, grateful, blessed. And each time it is important that you are thankful, grateful and blessed to your guides and angels and beings of the highest light. It's like any relationship. It is about thanking those that are in your life that make it better, that make it your life wonderful, that make it more expansive, that make it limitless, that allows you to do the things that you do, to be all that you can be, and to invite those people into your life and to let go of those that don't. And as I've mentioned before in Wounded to Wow and many other times, when you upgrade, those around you change, shift. Some come towards you, some walk away. And it's about knowing it's part of the process. It's not an issue. Excuse me. It just sounds like it is. It's not an issue. It just means that you're shifting and upgrading, and your energies will only attract to you where your energies are at. You can only, those that you are with have to vibe at the same vibe you are, and when you're limitless, everyone around you needs to be that same way. Anyone that is different to that, it will feel uncomfortable. And sometimes that happens until there's a shift, and other times it's, you know, not for them at this time. So it may be a while. In the past, with family, I've put a cap on myself so that I could remain within their space, but I can't do that anymore. It's important for me to just be who I am and be limitless, and for them to accept me as I am or not. And it's their choice. It's not up to me to decide what they choose. It's for me to be limitless and to me to embrace what the universe presents me, and to enjoy, to be healthy, happy and wealthy in all that I do. These are my choices. What are your choices? How would you be limitless? And in this meditation, reflect on your symbol. When you look at the symbol you created yesterday, if you did it yesterday, focus on that symbol and ask the question, this was about becoming limitless. Is it still a foundation for being limitless? If the answer is yes, well then keep it. If the answer is no, well then put it aside. Do you need to create a new symbol? If the answer is yes, then begin to create. Be limitless. How would that look, sound, feel, and how would you know it? How would that look, sound, and how would you know it? And if you can be in that alpha state, blessing all your equipment and your mandala, draw it. If drawing is not your way of being, maybe you wish to find some shapes and do some cutouts and create a mandala in that way. Maybe you wish to paint it. Maybe you wish to present it in another format. There are no limits. There are only choices. It's up to you. You are free to be. You are free to be limitless. You are free to be limitless. You are free to be limitless. There are no obstacles, just choices. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Om Gam Ganapate Namaha. Be limitless. And breathe. Thanking our archangels Michael, Zadkiel, Anil and Raphael. Thanking our deity Ganesh. Thanking the Earth Star and the Stargate, the Pillar of Light, and all our chakras aligned and balanced with being limitless. So be it, and so it is. You may choose to continue to work on your mandala, and you may choose to share your mandala if it feels right to do so. Or it may be something that you wish to keep for yourself and allow yourself to focus on it even further and see how that expands for you even more. It's just a choice. Remember that. And blessings be. Feeling thankful, grateful and blessed, knowing that you are all that you can be, limitless. Signing off for now, blessings be, Sharon MCL.